Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. By now you are aware of the school shooting at Abundant Life Christian School. A teacher was killed, one was wounded, a student was killed, five were wounded, two critically. Be praying for them. Having read the ALCS statement of faith, I have reason to believe that the good news of forgiveness and salvation through Jesus Christ is proclaimed at that school. Are there false teachings proclaimed? Yes. Some quite serious. But for now, we will say with the Apostle Paul, some indeed preach Christ even from envy and strife, and some also from goodwill. What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached. And in this I rejoice, yes, and will rejoice. Of course, we do not know the hearts of the individuals. All of this is left in the hands of God. But assuming that they heard the good news, there is hope that those who died went to heaven. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. However, we are plagued, many people are plagued with the ever-present question, why? Why, especially now at Christmas, would God allow such a thing to happen? And would he allow it to happen here at ILC? Well, the ways of God are a mystery unless he reveals them to us. However, most of the time we are content with two truths. Isaiah 55, my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. And second, from 1 John 4, in this the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. So the first passage tells us that the ways of God are incomprehensible to us. The second shows that God's ways are driven by love. And at Christmas time, we clearly see both of these. Chief among the ways of God was his plan to send his Son into the world. Poor, lowly, weak, lying in a feeding trough. Now, who of us, passing through the stable, would look at that baby and say, this is the Son of God. This is my Savior. And yet every way of God revolves around these truths. His ways would remain a great mystery to us were it not for the fact that he has unraveled the mystery for us in the Bible. As it says, as the Apostle Paul says, we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory. As it is written, eye has not seen nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. So only through the working of the Holy Spirit did the apostles and prophets understand and know the mysteries of God, the hidden wisdom. And it is through their writings that the Holy Spirit now makes known to us the mystery of God. So we know what was happening on Christmas. It wasn't just men, but occasionally God used non-human messengers. How did Zechariah know that his son would be the forerunner of Christ? How did Mary know that she would give birth to the Son of God? How did Joseph know that the baby in Mary's womb was the promised Savior? How did the shepherds know that down in the little town of Bethlehem, the Savior of the world was born? In each instance, these were messengers from heaven revealing these mysteries. Take these people out of the way, the apostles, the prophets, the angels. We would know nothing. The ways of God would remain a mystery to us. As a result, we would be looking for light, but we would find only darkness, for brightness, but we would be walking in blackness. That being the case, we would probably be blaspheming God right now for that school shooting. It would seem to us that either he doesn't care, or he hates us, or he doesn't exist. However, the light has shone into our hearts, into the darkness of our ignorance, enlightening our minds. We know that God loves us because we see the proof in the manger, on the cross, and in the empty tomb. Truly, God loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. That baby in the manger has propitiated God. He has forever satisfied God's righteous anger. The exact reasons that God had for allowing the school shooting remains a mystery. But the Christmas gospel tells us that it was not a result of divine hatred. It did not happen because God doesn't care. His ways, his thoughts, are much higher than ours. And so we say, "Thy will be done," because we know that the will of God is driven by his saving love. And as for us and the future of ILC, hear the words from Zephaniah. "The Lord your God is in your midst. The mighty one will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing." Hymn 366, verses 1 and 3. 366, 1 and 3.
It came upon a midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their hearts of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to all, from hands all gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing. All you beneath your heavy load, by care and guilt toil along a dreary way with painful steps and slow, look up, for golden is the hour, come swiftly on the wing. The Prince was born to bring you peace, of him the angels sing.